Good evening, everyone. Hello. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2013. Thank you so much all for being here. We're going to have a wonderful Paranormal Friday tonight. And I want to say hello to Ron Amatron. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So, not in the beyond, though. We're here. And we'll see how the show goes. So, yeah, I know we always mention to get questions at CLS Questions at Yahoo, so that's where we need to go now.
Yes, the best chat we've been using isn't working, folks, so please send your email questions or requests for healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
And, yeah, this could be a really good paranormal night. We started off the week with some good paranormal stuff. So if you'd like to call in and you happen to know about something that was going on paranormally, then please call in and, you know, let us know about it. So it's just for paranormal questions because that's the most intriguing thing that people like to hear or talk about. And who knows, maybe I'll start mine off here. So here's my paranormal thing. driving today on the highway, I was noticing different cars in the opposite direction coming, you know, in the lane, you know, to my left, coming up, you know, around me, you know, as they pass you, you know. And I was looking at them, and I go, boy, some of these cars have energy and some don't. So I was noticing that, and, you know, I might have like six cars that had energy, maybe three or four did not, you know, or they'd alternate them back and forth. Even some big trucks never had any energy on them. So it was very interesting to look, and they'd almost kind of look like they were sort of like transparent in a way, like no density. So like some had mass, like they were really, I guess, using the word grounded, you know, which may not be the right word, but they felt that they felt heavy and solid and connected to the earth. But the other ones were just moving along like they were floating with no density. So I saw it today, and I went, very interesting. So that's my paranormal, most current event here. Normally, I live in paranormal anyway, so anyway, that's where we are. And you may have even seen it or watched for it now. Just drive and look at cars. Some you're going to feel, oh, yeah, that one feels like you belong to. Well, what's that one? I'm just seeing it right now as I'm watching cars, as I'm in a parking lot doing the program here on my cell phone. And I'm just looking at cars around in the parking lot here, and some feel very well connected. You know, like I said, heavy, earthy, like they are grounded to the earth. And other ones that I look at just kind of like feel spacey. So all different ways to describe that. So maybe next week, this is your homework, everybody, for a week. Check out the cars, and we'll see what you bring up next week about the vehicles that you see. And very possibly the person in there also is, you know, going to be not here, at least not here the way we know them as. So anyway, quite interesting. So back to you, Ann. Let's see if we have any comments on questions coming through on the emails there.
Right. Well, thank you, Ron. Yes, that was very interesting. And we have actually several emails waiting for us to discuss, but we would love to receive more. And interestingly, kind of timely, is we just got one, 18 inches of snow, excuse me, in southern Minnesota. And just a reminder, it's May 3rd. So this listener is saying to her, that's paranormal. So what
well,
do you
yeah.
think is going on there, Ron?
Boy, just weather changes. I was talking to somebody maybe a week ago, and they sort of mentioned that, I don't have the exact number here, but we'll just say that a while back, maybe 10 years ago or something, the Earth frequency, I guess, I think was about 7 cycles. How they found that out, I have no clue, but they claim now it's close to double that, maybe 13 or so, okay? Well, it might be 13.1 or 2. We'll just say that it hypothetically doubled, which means that this is probably why you are realizing that you don't get as much done in a day. In fact, the days are half as short. Because somehow, living in time, the time is speeded up twice what it normally would be. And since you're physical, you don't have enough physical time to do something, even though the clock is going, we'll say, twice as fast. So that's one way to look at it. And you go, wow, I just got up and just did this and that and the other. And what time is it now? Gee, it's time to eat dinner. Or, man, the sun's going down already. What's going on here? Well, that's probably what that could be contributed to. So that's a good paranormal thing. The snow, very possible, kind of similar situations, I would think, could be going on with that, with the energies changing a lot. So I would assume that could be part of it also. Maybe the Earth axis is changing slightly. Maybe somehow the timelines are all confused and the snow timeline is still here from the winter of last year. Or even worse yet, maybe the Earth timeline, and this wouldn't make any sense, is coming in early. You know, so you might say, well, yeah, you know, we got a late, really late winter here, you know, in the fifth month. But, gee, what if it's coming in extra early? That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? And all of a sudden you have snow now and snow in a couple of months or something. As they're checking out the weather patterns from the Beyondo to see how that's working. Anyway, I think it's probably best for us just to kind of think that it just is a carryover from winter. Having to think that it's a coming in early would be too freaky for most people. So, back to you, Ann.
Wow, yeah, that's so interesting, Ron. And, you know, a friend of mine said after there was the big earthquake in Japan last year that he read somewhere that, oh, that's seriously shifted, you know, the Earth, our access or whatever, and our weather patterns are going to change. And then he even said, you know, I'm going to stop myself because, you know what, I don't really know if that's true or I just happen to read that. Maybe it's not true. But I thought, that makes a lot of sense in a way. If the Earth really shook, why wouldn't it make sense that it might have shifted on its axis, right?
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah. So you kind of were saying that. Okay, we have a question that's so interesting, Ron. Thank you. Okay, we have something, you know, kind of odd happened to a listener. She was typing intently on her computer, and then her peripheral vision started to shift. Around her, everything was white, kind of waving and morphing. The room seemed to rotate. She was still intent on typing, like she tried to ignore it, but then she felt like she was facing the opposite direction, and she then started to feel confused about where she even was. I finally broke the spell by blinking a few times, looked up, and everything was back to normal. And here's another interesting piece. It was shortly after being on the whole all-day Sunday body rejuvenation on Creation Lightship. It happened about an hour after that. So was that possibly something positive, maybe, to do with the healings, or was there something trying to attack her or come into her? What do you think was going on there, Ron?
Boy, my sense would be that she's releasing a lot of energies that maybe wasn't, you really couldn't put your finger on it. And so the body got kind of shaken up a little bit because these energies got taken away, and then it had to come back into balance, and maybe you're sensing the balance of everything. That's what I would kind of look at there.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. It's the body getting back into, the understanding of where it is and getting kind of reunited with itself over again.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, she was saying, too, she felt good in it. You know, like she didn't feel frightened or alarmed or anything. So it very well could have just been what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, I have another email that's very interesting, and I have a story that's kind of connected to it. But I was thinking that perhaps because we're getting into, you know, kind of, well, it's paranormal night, but could we perhaps do some healing samples, Ron, before we go too much further into this? As you know, I always like to just check out the basics. Maybe we could do an emotional body sample and a mental body sample for everyone. Would that be okay?
Sure. Well, first do the mental. I don't normally talk a lot of that much. So the mental is very important, especially if you're questioning what's happening, not knowing, understanding. Very possibly the mental energies is connected to energies that you don't really want to deal with or understand or know even about, but it's affecting your consciousness so you don't have that understanding. So let's do a mental clearing. And it's sort of like, in a sense, putting your mental faculties in the now here. That's one easy way to kind of explain it. So here we go. And you can think of thought of something that's been bugging you for the whole day or whatever. Don't understand it. Don't know why or how. Stuff happens. You don't know why it's happening. And we'll do a mental clearing on that and see if we can help you out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And now we'll do an emotional clearing, and we can do the same issue if you like. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do one for, anxiety, since we're at the end of the week here. So here we go, anxiety. And hopefully nobody has it, but if somebody out there does, we'll do that. Here we go. Releasing that, so stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll do one now for frustration. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do another one here. We'll do one for maybe unexplained situations kind of that you're going through. So this is not on the website, but this will help you out a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do one other one here. We'll do one for, fear. Here we go, fear. So releasing that, stronger, stronger, getting rid of this, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just back to you, Ann. We'll see if anybody feels better. Hopefully they do.
Wow, I can tell you I feel great. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay, somebody sent an email about what we were just discussing about the Earth shifting. So there's another one, but I want to get to this one first. It is occurring and has occurred. And now I don't understand what this exactly means, but maybe you do, Ron. Yes, 7.8 HTZ has doubled. I don't know what that means. But
yeah,
also
yeah,
okay. Do you know what that
is? 7.8 would be the frequency in hertz, which is cycles.
Okay.
And so, 7.8 times 2 is 15.6. So that means that it's basically doubled there. So, yeah, that could be, you know, what's going on. And, boy, you know, just one of those things that we have to deal with, I guess, or, well, we have to deal with regardless of whatever is going on.
Right.
Because we don't always know what's going on. Or we know something's going on, we can't put our finger on it.
Right.
And, you know, kind of like gravity, you know?
Right.
You know, what is gravity? Why couldn't things just somehow, you know, have no gravity to them? That'd be interesting. Maybe that's even true. But back to you, Ann.
Okay. And then the same person also says, in 2012, the Tampa airport had to change their lanes when a shift occurred, and it was on the news. So I guess their point is they're trying to validate what we were talking about, that things, you know, the Earth did somehow shift. So very interesting. Okay. I, as I've stated many times, I just completely avoid the news as much as possible, but somehow it kind of somehow, you know, sinks in. Like, I don't mean to, but I learn these things. So a famous person, a musician, who was pretty young, I think he was in his 40s, died because 2 years ago he was bitten by a spider. And I'm only mentioning it because, and apparently it spent 2 years wreaking havoc within his body and then finally killed him. And then we have a listener email here asking, I found two huge brown spiders in my place last week. The weather warmed up for a day or two. They had a mark on them. Could they have been the brown relic spider?
Oh,
and can you do a spider clearing, and was this an alien attack? And I thought perhaps you could clear us of that and also speak to that again, Ron, in case someone listening doesn't understand that, you know, things like about spiders and...
Okay, yeah, okay, I got an idea. Let's do the bite and sting clearing. This will just be a sample of that. So, everybody, here we go. And this is on the website. I think it's pretty, you know, I think it's like $20-25 for the month. So if you do have situations of things biting and stinging you, this clearing might be great for that. So, but anyway, here we go. And so one, just think of where you've been bit, if that's the case this week or sometime. So one, two, three, four, five, boy, and again, stronger, 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 and stronger, boy. Okay, that's pretty heavy. Hopefully you're all feeling a lot better. Let's do that one again. So stronger, 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 releasing these critters and their energy, energetics. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's feeling really good. Okay. Do it one more time. So this might even maybe work for like maybe a rash that you may have. Maybe a rash could be from maybe a past bite or sting. So here we go. Releasing that from you. And remember, you have to, you know what's going on, so, you know, with your body. So you have to pick a location. That's what I'm trying to say. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, oh man, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I wonder if women say, oh, man, or just men say, oh, man. That's interesting. I've never heard anybody say, oh, woman, oh, man.
Anyway, oh, that's great. I've always say this whenever I'm co-hosting, but it almost is a good idea to have a piece of paper and a little pad by you. I mean, a pen and a little pad by you. When Ron does these healings, you need to focus on one thing because it's not, the light beings aren't going to swoop in and heal everything, and they see you as perfect, and they don't know what's wrong unless you are communicating with them. So I find it very helpful, and I always do this, to write things down. So just a little reminder about that. So, Ron, I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about things like spiders, because this listener is also asking, was this an alien attack on, I don't know whether it's a man or a woman, but, you know, on them, these spiders? And like, what happened to that man that I read about? Was he attacked in some way? What is up with these spiders that they can kill us?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know. I know they're alien life forms, so for that's what they are. I just don't understand, what they're doing and why. So, but here we go. Let's do another clearing for spiders. So, stronger, getting rid of these critters. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that may help you. So let's just find out if anybody wants to communicate, what they're expressing or feeling like right now. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, well, we'll move on from that. I appreciate it because I do see black widow spiders and those brown recluse spiders both sometimes around where I live here in the desert. So thank you for that clearing. Okay, I'll go on to our next question from a listener that came into CLS Questions. What effect do meteor showers or comets have on us? And they put a little clip. Meteor shower from Halley's Comet peaks this weekend. Each time Halley sweeps around the sun, it leaves behind a dusty trail. They call it cosmic litter. It's responsible for 2 meteor showers on Earth each year. So the listener's asking, does this have some effect on us?
I would imagine that it probably would. It's hard to say what kind of energy is coming that way from that, but yeah, we could try a clearing here. So you'd have to bring up when you had the last, meteorite shower or whatever it would be, and we'll just see if we can get rid of the energy that's come into you. So if anybody, I don't have a date of one of those, but we'll just do it here. So here we go. So releasing that from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy, so heavy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I guess back to you, Ann. Feels a little goofy on my end here looking at this energy, but, anyway.
Well, you have...
Let's do that over again in about 10 minutes. It'll stabilize.
Okay. Okay, and you have said that anything on this planet that bites or stings us shouldn't be here, right? It's an alien energy or, something that got planted here, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, you know, you do have animals or things that might do something for self-defense. So, you know, I'm not saying, well, you can say, well, yeah, I got bit by a dog or a cat. No, that's different because somehow
right.
their territory is just being invaded. But things that live off of you, like a spider, when they come, you know, they're not going to just, you know, well, maybe they might, but I haven't seen that. A tarantula doesn't normally bite you, I think. They just kind of look a little scary. But, you know, a regular spider, once it walks on you, it's going to find a location that it may like, possibly, and bites you. And so when that happens, you know, they're drawing blood, or like a mosquito, you know? I haven't ever seen a mosquito land and not bite. So that's kind of what I'm talking about when we do this. And snakes, you know, snakes do that. You know, if they're going to bite you, they'll hiss and do that. So somebody was talking about a rattlesnake the other day, and I guess the rattlesnake's teeth, when they bite, they grab a hold of you to put the venom in. So once they grab onto you, they got you. Where I think a cobra, they were saying, if you put your hand up in front of them, they'll just kind of like hit the palm of your hand, and they don't bite because the teeth won't go in. Where rattlesnake is designed differently. So it's kind of weird to see different types of things. I often wonder why, you know, roses are so beautiful, but yet they have all the thorns around them. You know, maybe it's to keep deer away or something, or some other animal from eating, you know, the leaves of the rose, but I don't know, you know. It just seems kind of strange to have something so beautiful have things that can hurt you. And then you go out and you go out berry picking, and boy, you know, that's another challenge with the berry vines. So anyway, it's just kind of like everything kind of, you just wonder what's going on, what's happening. And I'm trying to figure out how to tie this into a paranormal event or experience here. Do you have any ideas here, Anne?
Well, I sort of think, you know, talking about spiders and that, you know, snakes, that's paranormal enough. I don't think we're lacking in any paranormal information for tonight. But I do think it's interesting to say, you know, that or to see that anything that would hurt us like that or harm us without reason, like as you said, a dog or a cat or something that's cornered, that's a little different story. But yeah, I think that's very interesting. Okay. We have a bunch more emails, Ron, to get to. Okay. Today I had to go and get groceries. A woman came up and touched me with both of her hands on my lower back over my kidneys. She felt darkness energy coming from her hands into her body. She took a few steps and staggered. She felt weird all over. This energy was growing, and it moved through my body. My lower back hurt. I was dizzy and off balance in my steps. So this woman basically was attacked by another person randomly in the grocery store.
Oh,
that
wow.
That is horrible.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, let's do a clearing on that. Wow.
I know. That's horrible.
Well, that's a bad one. So here we go, everybody. So basically, this would be like if somebody slimed you, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on, but, you know, you felt good until you had somebody like this here touching you, et cetera. But here we go. Let's release that energy. That's going to be heavy. So one, oh boy, two, three, I'm already yawning, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still need some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hope that helps the person that called in here. That's almost like a Biden stent clearing, you know? I see it as sucking out the energy out of the person. It's hard to say or even know or understand, you know, when this happens. If you were not too aware, then you might go, gee, wonder what happened to me, you know? If you're really aware, you go, man, you know, I heard Ron talking about this on the radio shows, not to hug people or shake hands, and I just thought it was something that was really crazy because I've been doing this for my whole life. And now all of a sudden you can relate to that. You go, man, this happened to me. What does this person have? Well, kind of talking about that in general, did the person seek you out to find you? Very possibly. I can't guarantee they did. Did the person knowingly do this? Well, they could have had a shapeshifter come in them, unfortunately, and want to suck your energy out of you. This is what basically happens. I don't know of any easy way of saying that other than that, you know. I don't know what other, in fact, even if other hosts would even talk about this, but basically it's somebody being like a psychic vampire. In this case here, it looked like the person really not only took the energy, but exchanged some darkness, some kind of alien being on them. So that's what I was working on to take off. I was seeing that as I was releasing it. So that alien being is, to my knowledge right now, they're gone. Trying to think here what else to tell you. What clearing could they do if they still feel a situation?
Well, I hope that it's cleared, because whoever this is who wrote in, you know, and I don't want to put the names on, they obviously are familiar with your healings. They were doing I kind of stopped reading the email because it was long, but they did the Galactic Federation affiliation clearing, so that's a really good one. And then, by the way, she said she saw a gray alien while she was doing that. So that's interesting.
I'll mention that right there. I have people off and on, not too often, but once in a while. They'll like maybe go into the light chamber when I'm at events, and they'll come out and they'll say, I saw an alien in there. You using aliens to heal? I go, well, what? You may have seen a light beam, but if you happen to see what you would call an alien and they left you, then that means that they were attached to you and the light chip took the thing off of you. So that's what happens during the situation. So yeah, I'll work on the gray. We got a caller too. Let me take the gray energy.
Yes, it sounds like we have. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll know how to take the gray energy away from this person. And even if anybody else out there would like to try this, we can do that for you too. Hard to say, but do just know if you have grays around or not. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, maybe it's, let's get the person who called in here. So go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ron.
Hi.
My name is Ophelia from Singapore.
Okay.
I'd like to comment about the odd remover curing. It is very good because when I do the curing, my whole body is really attached to the odds.
Look, I had a little difficulty hearing exactly what you said. So, in case, are you saying orb, ORB, the orb clearing?
Yes, ORB.
Okay.
The
sample
clearing. It is really good. And Ron, I feel that there are 3 more alien species that you didn't mention attached to me. Can you help me see?
Did you say there's 3 aliens attached to you? 3 other aliens? Is that what I hear? Or?
Alien species.
Alien species. Okay, so are you saying that you think you have 3 alien species attached to you? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I can get rid of what's attached to you right now. So this is because you feel that, okay? I'm not really tuning in to see for sure, but here we go. So we'll take away one of those. So let's here we go. So stronger, getting a release. Stronger. Okay, there we go. That one left. And next one, I guess number 2. So stronger. Okay, that one's gone. And number 3. Stronger, releasing it. Stronger. Okay. That feels pretty good to me.
Okay.
How do you feel? You feel a change?
Thank you very much. Oh, I feel quite good now because, and like the op, I do the op curing every other day. It's like there are so many ops attached to me, so, you know, I'm really grateful for the op curing.
Yeah, and do that, you know, do the heat shrink one. That's real good, you know, the body heat shrink.
The what?
The heat shrink, the body heat shrink clearing to get rid of the energies.
Where is it?
That's when you command your body energy to be right to your skin. So when you go out...
Okay.
You know, around you can do that, and that can help. It's not, you know, going to be a fix-all, but it's, you know, anybody who walks in your energetic field can, in a sense, you know, bring energy to you, which may not be what you want. So.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, well, thank you for
calling.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ron. And were you talking about shrink wrapping there?
Yeah, shrink wrap. Yeah,
okay,
uh-huh.
Yes, okay. So we should all be doing that, commanding to shrink wrap, so that when we go out, people can't attach their dark entities or dark energies to us. Right?
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Wow, okay, we have another. That was wonderful, Ron. Thank you for helping that woman. Okay, can Ron, this is a new email, can Ron please do a cord and or programs clearing for, I don't know what this is, black ray programming?
Black ray, huh?
Do you know what that is?
I don't know, no. Well, let's see here. So we'll just see what we can do for black rays. I don't know what that would be, but here we go. Boy. Here we go. 1, 2, okay, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's just see if that helps. I don't know what clearing somebody would do if that happened to help them. I don't know. Maybe energetic object clearing, possibly. Let me think here. I know that clearing that would be the alien attack page one would probably have something in there that you might be able to locate and enter into releasing this. So, I guess back to you. and we'll see what's going on here.
Okay, yeah, and I just want to say that as awful as these things are, like that person senses that a black ray is attacking them or coming to them, just we need to be grateful that at least we're aware that something outside of us is messing with us, and we have Ron and the Creation Lightship to turn to clear these things by doing the healing. So we're very grateful to you, Ron. So thank you for that. I don't know what a black ray is. I'm glad I don't see any black ray, but maybe a black ray is attacking me. Oh, and another thing I wanted to share with everyone is that this person has a black ray attacking them. Well, I might also, and anyone listening might also. So we're all benefiting from what Ron is doing here.
Well, I got a good one. Paranormal Night. And if you're older, you might remember this song. In the old days, the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater, okay? So we've all heard that song probably, right?
Yep.
And if you haven't heard it, you might want to listen to it.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah. So anyway, this song, when did it come out? Middle 60s or something?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty old, so I remember it.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, but we all heard this song if you're old enough to have heard it. So I'm assuming that we have an older audience here, so anyway, not that old, but, you know, we're still alive and wiggling. So anyway, so, but you heard that song. So if that came on the radio today, I would kind of look at it and say, wow, they're talking about an alien that's going to eat people. And it flies around and has a horn. Mm-hmm. And you may not be able to see it, but look out. So, did that thing connect everybody? I think so. Here we go. So let's get rid of this energy. Here we go, everybody. And we'll just see what's going on. So, releasing this. From the song, this energy may have been hooked up, connected to you a long time ago, and it's still there. So releasing the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. So one, releasing it, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And keep on going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it a few more. You know, very possibly you had something wrong with you. Maybe it took a bite out of you in your etheric body or something, out of your spirit. So here we go. We'll get it released and we'll do spirit integration. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, spirit integration. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back to you.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. That, feels, of course, really wonderful. Wow, okay. Here's another email that just came in this evening. I have noticed every 10 minutes or so when I settle down at night in my favorite chair, I get very uncomfortable in the body, especially my feet. I think I worked it out because when the discomfort starts, I do a spirit infusion and also might command my spirit to return. Immediately the pain lessens and I'm back to normal. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like they're taking you out onto a timeline, and because you're conscious enough to kind of understand that, by commanding your spirit back, you may be bringing your spirit back from that timeline to you, and now you're no longer on that timeline. That's what I would say is happening. That's very good. I'm very happy that you get it, you know, and that I guess also that you've listened to us long enough to be able to know what type of clearing to do to help yourself out. So I think that's very, very good that you're able to do that. And also, I really enjoyed you sharing that, too, whoever you are, because people need to know what the clearing is doing, how it can help them. And, you know, it definitely is good. And you have to realize that you need to keep doing clearings to keep your health up. That's the main thing, too, is to get these things off of you because, you know, your free choice is not what you think it is, and the aliens have free choice over you, so they keep doing negative things and situations to cause you harm. And so if you don't really, you know how to take control of your life, then at least you can get some help with it. But remember, when you do a clearing, looks like the emotional clearing, once you do that clearing, you're like a new person. And so now you're a choice to choose a different type of pattern mindset that you used to have. And you can say, do I want to do this over again or not? Because everything is turned back into peace. And when you're in peace, then those controlling cordings and energies that used to control you are no longer there. And you might feel, like some people say, they feel strange or different. Maybe not too weird as far as the word, but they realize that they were in control by other people so much that now they need to take control of their life. And that's the whole process, is that now you're able to choose a new you. And you can go back into your old pattern. But and some people, that's scary, you know, if they don't know how to get a new pattern or a new you. I won't say pattern, because, you know, you can bring back an old program. It'd be pretty difficult. You really have to go fishing for it. Your friends may want to put you into the program, back into the box. But once you realize that you now are having your free choice, free will, you probably won't want to do that. But you do have to create your life over again or start new, because you're a brand new person. You're being reborn again of the spirit. And the spirit now is not contaminated with that stuff. Because when that clearing is being done on you, it's also being done to your spirit. So you're empowering your spirit. And you're getting rid of all the programs. I can't use the word all. You're getting rid of programs that were controlling a lot of your life in the past. So that's why you want to, you know, do the clearing. And the emotional one is what you know, need to do if you're a brand new listener. Then get the unlimited version at some point later. Yeah, so you can stay current with it. And maybe do it, like I say, every three, you know, three times a day or so. And I have people who do it. They, you know, pull up a computer and they just let it run. Maybe when they're sleeping with the light being up on any one of the clearings that are even a free clearing for spirit infusion, just put that one up and make sure the light being stays up. But the people that do the emotional one, it probably, you know, only takes them a couple of minutes to do. And all of a sudden, the day's trauma, drama, and whatever upset them is normally taken away. And then you're back into peace. Otherwise, you're going to go to bed with it and sleep on it and maybe get some awful dreams because the unwanted universal travelers know that you're having a situation and they want to connect with your energy. So now you're off on timeline. So you start doing more of the clarity to take advantage of it and to help yourself out, then, geez, all of a sudden you go, wow, my life is good. And you may not even know about your life and how it's really affecting you. But everybody around you will say, hey, you know, you used to have wrinkles on your face. Hey, you're looking a little younger. What's going on? You're glowing more. Your eyes are brighter. You look younger. You have more vitality. What kind of program are you on? Health program? Or what type of medicine are you taking or something, you know? They're going to associate it with something else other than just getting rid of your garbage, you know? And, you just need to say, yeah, I got a good garbage dumpster. It's on the website. You know, and I get rid of all my stuff. Trash collector, you know. And that's what we do, basically, is take away your stuff. We take away your emotional dramas and traumas, you know. And so your darkness. And by getting rid of the darkness in you, you can have more light from your spirit, and then you start looking better. And remember, you're only going to die because of the DNA that gets activated in you. And at some point, those emotions from the past are going to, allow you to leave here. So the more you start doing clearings, the better you feel. And your friends will tell you how much better you look and feel. You may not even have a clue. Maybe you're not attached to your body too much, but as you start looking better, smiling more, behaving much like a young innocent person, like maybe a 4 or 5 year old typically, and you feel a little more carefree rather than being put into many, many boxes, then people will validate that you are being better. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron, and I just want to say that once you've been cleared from the emotional body clearing, on which you can get, if you haven't, on Ron's website, and clear yourself out of the basics, you know when something is off and when something is wrong. So even though these things, you could look at it like, oh, my God, this is so frustrating. This is so hard. This is... Every time I turn around, there's an entity attacking me or someone's courting me. Well, at least be grateful that you know that something is infiltrating your spirit and your body. I mean, am I saying that correctly, Ron, that if you connect to Creation Lightship, to Source again, which we should have never left, but we did, so now we can get back to it thanks to you, and then we know when something is outside of us that's not supposed to be affecting our energy and our lives, and we can clear it. And that's something to be grateful for. I mean, am I saying that clearly?
Yeah, it's very good, I enjoy what I'm doing to help people. It's just, that's why I have all the calls and stuff. But when I first started doing these things, I thought, I got to do all these radio programs and everything else. And then the 8-hour ones on the Sundays. I go, well, I really enjoy what I'm doing. Because, you get those emails from people, and all of a sudden, maybe you don't get one for quite a while, and all of a sudden you get one like you mentioned where it just changed somebody's life, and they had some kind of problem, and it's gone. And you go, wow, that's great, So I don't normally, relate too much to that stuff, but it is nice to have emails. But the whole thing is you're being self-empowered again, and that's kind of what I enjoy doing, and, it's interesting to hear people talk when they come to me and say different things because it's supposed to be that way. And they get somebody out of their situation, misery or something or whatever they went through that's haunted them for their whole life, and all of a sudden they're free of it. They don't know. They're very grateful, and it's wonderful. So anyway, I guess our show's about ready to come to a close here. I'll energize the light beam as we sign off here. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. I know we're running a little bit late.
Thank you, Ron. I totally forgot about the light beam. How long would the light beam stay energized if we put it up now, Ron?
Yeah, it'll be straight up on the hour next hour. So
great.
Tomorrow night we got a birthday party on the light ship. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Thank you.